But I think it's good as an actress that you don't have it figured out. You're discovering it as the character, and I think that's, you know, why she's so relatable. Were you guys both familiar with the comics before you kind of tackled the project? And talk a little bit, we can talk about that, about the casting process, because I heard it was kind of arduous.
Not for this lady right here. She kind of swooped in at the last second. And I won. She was really the savior, because we had seen a lot of Girls for Alex, and I had read with a bunch of Girls for Alex, and no one compares. You were perfect.
I'm smiling like to the mic. I'm like,
she is perfect.
You're here, smile. No.
But Melissa, with you, there was more like of a, you were like the first round of seeing people. You were one.
She was literally the first.
The very first. You were like the first one to walk in
for Supergirl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think is like a superstition of Greg Berlanti's, because Grant was the first one, and Steven was the first one seen for Arrow. And I had, when I knew I was auditioning for it, I thought it was a long shot. I thought there was no chance for me to get this role. And only until I had my sixth callback or so, I was like, maybe I should read these comics. but it was a 3-month process, and I did a bunch of, I can't even remember how many auditions. And so you did, at one point, you were like, let me go into the comics, let me see what's happening here. Yeah, and I started with the New 52, and then kind of went backwards. Yeah. And Kyler, what about you? Alex isn't in the comics. So.
That's right.
Yeah, so
they're in our makeup now.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's actually, it's really fun to kind of come from that aspect of it, because I don't necessarily have to stick to anything.
Yeah.
You know, we can just kind of make it up as we go, and kind of just see how my character can shake things up for some more well-known folks.
Don't you have a really good idea, though, that would tie into comic books?
Yes, I do, and I'm totally gonna pitch it, and I'm hoping you all agree with me. Now, I know there already is a Batgirl. However, I do think with the technology that the DEO has, I think I should have some gadgetry. I think I should be able to kick butt as well. And who knows, maybe fly someday. I think I'll fly higher. We'll fly to the grocery store. But I do think, and you guys have to join me on this, that it could be Batgirl-ish.
I don't see a problem with that.
It's a winner.
Yeah, we also have, you know, a little Twitter campaign to get a cape for you. So the cape and the,
yes.
I mean, let's like all tie it all together, you know.
It's black.
Yeah, Cape Alex.
It's black.
Yeah,
Alex. Cape, how's that?
Cape Alex is the hashtag.
Really?
Well, I created that this morning, so.
You're
amazing. Nice. Cape Alex. So what would you say, Kyler, real quick before we run? What are your personal goals for her? Do you, you know, you're nearing, you know, the completion of the first season? Where would you like to see the character evolve by the end of the season, and then possibly, you know, in season 2, 3, and on?
Onwards and upwards. Gosh. I think, you know what, one thing that I really appreciate about Alex is that she's not defined by who she's around. And so there's that side of it where, you know, you get into the relationship kind of stuff that I'm actually glad that it was only a cat and mouse thing with the Maxwell Lord kind of aspect.
Me too.
Ooh. I don't like Maxwell Lord. She didn't like him very much.
Not good enough for
her. But, you know, I was glad that it didn't come to that. You know, I know that it's probably going to be explored, you know, sooner than later, but the fact that Alex is, you know, a strong woman and she, you know, can do it by herself, doesn't have to have somebody necessarily by her side. I mean, this is enough relationship for her. Good grief.
I agree.
I don't got time for that.
What are you trying to say? Well, I think that's a really good point. The genre, the adaptations from, you know, Marvel, to, on the other side, have come under a lot of fire, I guess you could say, for not having strong female characters. And here you have a show with three really strong female characters, and it has to just feel good to be part of something like that.
It's a wonderful story to tell, and it's an incredible opportunity to inspire others, and especially, you know, women all around. But really, I mean, I think the most fun we have is when we see the little ones and how they respond to it, and that just what it means for them, I think is just huge. It's so great to see them, especially if they come to set or get to meet, you know, them, how they respond to this one over here. It's pretty special. It's really amazing.
Yeah, Melissa, how about you? Are you feel a real sense of obligation?
It's never felt like obligation. It's always felt like a privilege, and especially to be with Kyler and Calista and Jenna, Dewan Tatum, and all the women that have, and Laura Bonanti, and like, we have such an incredible group of women. And one of my favorite parts about this show is Elmayra and how inclusive Supergirl is to everyone around her, and how she just wants everyone to feel like a team, and that's how she solves problems in the midst of discovering how she wants to be her own hero. And I think that's what's really feminist about our show. And we have all these strong women, but everyone works together to save the world.
Yeah, I mean, in a world of brooding superheroes who are, you know, with, you know, Batman versus Superman coming out, it's so dark, and, you know, a lot of, you know, the takes on these characters are being looked at from a real dark side nowadays. You guys, there's optimism, there's light, and I think that is also what makes the show so popular. It's kind of like, in a way, a throwback to, like, a 50s type character, but in this modern world.
Well, and that's another beautiful thing, and something else I love about Kara, the many things, because she has such a traumatic history, and that was what struck me the most when I first auditioned, was wow, she was 12 years old, she grew up on Krypton, she had a childhood there, she remembers, she knows what she's missing, and the fact that she chooses to handle it with joy and optimism and positivity is so admirable to me.
Yeah, and psychology studies actually show that 11 and 12 are the most formative years in a child's life. So the fact that she was 12 was, you know, pretty amazing that she could come through that and still be, you know, grateful and graceful and, yes, make mistakes, but she has such a wonderful heart and she's so kind. And I think that's one thing that I love so much about Supergirl, about Kara. And especially about about the episode Falling. I mean, so powerful. I think one of my favorite parts is the remorse that Supergirl Kara felt at the very end, when you just see that switch of the last time she was on that balcony with Kat, or the first time she was on the balcony with Kat and pitched her over the side. And then, you know, and then to see, you know, it kind of like come back full circle at the end, I thought that was just so lovely and so touching.
I love you.
You have a head of steel. Chill out.
You guys, the dynamics, and you're right, like, this is all the relationship that either of you guys need. But how is, you know, how did you guys facilitate that sisterly history, feeling, everything like that as actors?
It was so natural.
It wasn't that hard.
No, it wasn't. I mean, like, when I cry on the show, it's usually because she really genuinely makes me cry. It's real. And when she said all those mean things to me,
well, that was not.
She really did make me cry.
That was kind of awful.
I had a bad day that day we shot that scene. I hated saying those things to you.
It was hard. It was really hard. And the scene in Krypton, when I'm trying to save her, and I mean, yeah, those tears are real. It's intense.
And usually when one of us cries, even when the camera's not on the other one starts to cry.
That's so sweet. But we don't just cry. We actually really have fun and enjoy each other. No, we really do. I think it's pretty well balanced, but I'm always really, really grateful to work with her. And when we don't work together, it's really weird.
It is weird because she's got so much DEO stuff going on. And so for sometimes like a week or so, we won't see each other.
That's strange.
We'll text each other and be like, this is not okay.
Well, you guys, we kind of talked about Batgirl, and you know, we're gonna try to work that in. But let's talk about not only other characters you'd like to see on the show, but let's talk about the big crossover episode. So this has been in the works since like 2014, when the show started. You know, there was talk.
Everybody was saying it wasn't in the works.
No. So you know, with this tremendous buildup, now it's, you know, 2 weeks away, I think. So talk to us about the crossover episode. How was it filming it? How much fun was it? What can we expect in the future? More interweaving of these worlds?
I hope so. I think that would be so fun. I think I'd love to see Supergirl in the Flero world.
Yeah. They need her.
Did you say Flero?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
That's Flash and
I haven't heard it.
Oh, I'm not cool. Like, okay.
The episode, because we had so much fun making it, and it's like Grant and I have these moments like looking at each other like, this is too cool. My cape was billowing in the wind, and he was pretty jealous of my cape.
The cape played in that. The stills look amazing. So is everybody planning on watching that episode?
Good, me too.
Alright, if you guys want to line up, well, you can line up in the middle aisles, and there's two lovely staff members with mics who are heading there now, and they will facilitate the line. While that's happening, Melissa, tell me about the reveal of the Supergirl costume. Colleen Atwood designed it. I personally love it. It had a great reception. Of course, you always have those people who are going to nitpick whatever, but I thought it was like a great, a little bit darker, modern take. But I'm curious, like, what was the process of the evolution of the costume, and how do you feel about it?
I think when you work with people like Colleen Atwood, there was only ever one iteration of the suit. I went to her house and I tried it on, and the suit I tried on is the one I wear. And even down to the tights, I think she just had a really clear vision. She was so excited to design for a girl. and she told me so. She was like, I've been waiting to do this. I could not wait to do a female superhero. And I love it. I love the suit. I think it's functional, and I think it makes sense for a woman to fight in, and I feel strong in it, and I feel, now it's almost like second skin. Like I
will say that it was pretty funny. On the very last day, she took those tights and straight up ripped them. She was like, I'm free just for a little while! It was pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Well, I love that it's not a midriff. I love the tights, the addition of the tights, and so it just, it looks amazing. You look amazing in it. It was perfect. Perfect casting for you. Perfect casting for you. Big fan of what you guys are doing. Let's take some questions. Let's start off with you.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. My question is, what was your first public performance ever?
First performance as an artist ever. I guess it could be singing or dancing or acting.
Third grade. A school program called Odyssey of the Mind.
I remember OM.
And I was a little girl that was killed by a volcano in Pompeii, and I was smothered in orange jello. I think I nailed it. For sure.
I was in a church production that my aunt directed of Alice in Wonderland. I was 4 years old, and I was the bread and butterfly, and the Ace of Spades.
Double rolls. She was that good. Thank you. It's a great question.
Yes.
I am Garrett from from Morgantown, West Virginia, and my question is for Melissa. We've seen Kara struggle with anger, which you do great in this season. And I was just wondering if there's a chance that we'll ever see a Red Lantern ring go on your finger.
I'm not sure, but maybe I'll ask Andrew Kreisberg. That'd be fun.
I don't know if I can handle more meme from her. I also take the ring. She's going to have to get meme back. Thank you. Yes, hi.
Hi, Samantha from Chicago. So thank you for coming. And as both of you play strong women, one with superpowers and one without, it's very inspiring. And I was wondering if you had any inspiring words for young women and young boys who both watch your show.
I think it's something actually, because I have kids. I have three kids. And the biggest thing, two little girls, and they look up to both Kara / Supergirl and Alex Danvers. And I think what's so cool about this show, and why I get really honored to be a part of it, is that, you know, you can see these wonderful flaws in both characters. And, you know, a lot of girls will say to me, even my own, have said, "Mommy, I don't have a cape, I don't have superpowers, so I can't be a superhero." And the immediate answer for me is it doesn't take superpowers to make a superhero. Anybody can be one. It's just a matter of what's in your heart. And so that's what I say to my girls.
I would kind of even just go on with that and say to never underestimate yourself, and that you're capable of so much more than you would ever imagine. Even I've discovered that all season through the characters that we play, but also every day Kyler and I are going through struggles, and it's really challenging. And I've done a lot of things this season, physically, mentally, emotionally, that I didn't realize I could. So that's what I would say to you, is just you are so much stronger than you know.
That's great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. I'm Miranda from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and my question is for Kyler. So if before you were a part of this badass sisterly duo, you were a part of another one, Lexi and Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy. I was wondering, if Lexi were to have survived that plane crash, how do you think she would have reacted to finding out she had another half-sister, yep, who was Maggie Price?
Jealous. I'm pretty sure. Be like, where do they keep coming from? Yeah, no, I think that'd probably be it.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes?
I'm Gary Gray from Chicago. Ladies, you're all beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. And Melissa, you look great in the outfit. I'm not against midriff, so if you ever change that, my question is, Melissa, if you do go part of this Pluralverse, can you bring the Martian Manhunter and maybe get a mini Justice League going?
That'd be so awesome. That's a good idea.
I think David would be down too.
Oh yeah. He's so cool.
He is so cool.
Dave is like one of the loveliest people on the planet. He masters badass and like charming all at the same time.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're famous.
That's a great idea.
Now, hopefully this crossover is the tip of the iceberg of, you know, what can be done with the DCverse. So.
I think so.
I'm like crossing my fingers that it's gonna happen. Yes.
Hi, I'm Ashley, I'm from Michigan. So the relationship between Kara and Alex is like my favorite part of the show. I was just wondering like what your favorite scene was to film together and why.
Anytime we're eating.
Oh my gosh.
Eating, no. Actually, I think there are so many.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what. Our first couch scene where she hits me in the face with the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Real deal. I did not know it was coming.
Nope.
And she nailed me.
That was like three. great talk in the morning, by the way.
Yes, and you were very sick.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a 18-hour day or something bananas.
Yep.
And, yeah. So we were a little delirious. Yeah. But it was really fun. I think that was our first, that was our first couch scene.
Yeah.
Pot stickers.
Pot stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Of the many dishes we love.
Yes. Pizza, ice cream. Yeah.
A lot of,
yeah.
Other than, I mean, that one was really fun. But I have to say, one of the scenes that I was the most astounded about Kyler was in For the Girl Who Has Everything, when she's on Krypton convincing Kara and breaking the spell. I saw Kyler, there are no words. She was so fierce and kind of injured at the time too, but didn't care and did the stunts and kicked those guys' butts, and like, it was unreal. She was a force to be reckoned with that day, and I loved watching it.
It was actually a really interesting experience though too, just because Melissa and I were very distant during that. And she, I don't know if you made a point to kind of stay away.
I think I was a
jerk. But she didn't. It was very strange. That whole scene was very weird to film because I literally felt like this disconnect. We were so used to just kind of making each other laugh or like just supporting one another. And again, like our days were really long and they're very strenuous and physically, so we just get exhausted. So she's kind of always who I rely on. And so it was weird. I couldn't connect with her. And it was kind of, it was incredibly frustrating. And I think that actually helped motivate trying to win her back.
Thank you.
Yes, hi.
Hi. So I've actually been a fan of you, Melissa, since like Glee. And Kyler, you since Grey's Anatomy. And I was wondering, since both of you were really good singers in addition to Jeremy and Laura Benanti, like, is there any chance we're gonna see any singing ever on Supergirl?
Like Grace did it, so why can't Supergirl?
But isn't that supposed to happen like in down the road?
Well, we're going into season 2 here.
Oh, we're way down the road. So, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't put it past anybody. You know,
there is a villain. Isn't his name Music Meister?
Patrick Harris too.
Sorry,
Neil Patrick Harris did the voice of him in Batman Brave and the Bold.
Oh, really?
That'd be fun.
Maybe you guys should pitch it.
you have a great idea.
Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt it either. We sing enough on set as it is, and
a long time.
It's not always good.
That is a great question and a great idea. So hopefully we can look for a musical episode in the future. Thank you.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yes, hi.
Hello, my name is John from Chicago. My question is, we the fans already know that Flash is the fastest man alive. Well, what do you think do you that's faster, Supergirl or Flash?
Supergirl.
Is that too fast? Sorry.
She's got my back.
I don't know.
Well, what do you think her answer is going to be?
Yeah.
She is Supergirl, so she
yeah, can and herself. She can fly faster than she. I broke the sound barrier at one point.
She did.
Yeah.
He's probably faster than that.
But she's way cooler.
Thank you. Her cape's better too. Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike from Chicago. This question is from Melissa, but Kyler can chime in too if she has any insight. I was reading in the Red Eye yesterday, an interview with Dome, talking about how you used to be fans like us too. How does it feel right now to be on like the other side of it, basically?
I don't know, I kind of wish I was out there with all y'all. When we went to Comic-Con last year in San Diego, I was dying. I was like, oh my god, there's a Kingdom Hearts booth and I just want to go over there and look at it. Like, I wanted a Keyblade so bad. And
there was all the Star Wars Force Awakens stuff happening. They had a symphony playing fireworks, and I was dying that I couldn't do any of it. But I don't know, maybe next year we can pull like a, who did that? Breaking Bad. He dressed up as
a man. Oh, maybe we'll be the ones in suits next year.
Mm-hmm. Quentin Tarantino is always cruising around Comic-Con with like a mask on and nothing else.
Of course.
So, you know, you can look at it and be like, yo, it's Quentin. But, you know, that's really, it's a good point. I mean, obviously you guys are getting a taste of the passion that fans have for this type of show and for your show and how they're connecting with you guys. What are some of the things you guys geek out about on television, film, books? Anything come to mind? You're a Ravenclaw, right?
Awesome.
Ravenclaw?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep. So we know you like that. What else, yeah. What else do you guys, you know, respond to?
I mean, I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah, ditto. I thought Chewie stole the movie.
He did, okay.
We've all seen Star Wars.
I mean, come on.
The spoiler moratorium is over. But that was a great question. Let's go over here.
My name's Ken, I'm from Saukville, Wisconsin. Quite often in the series, there's a character building moment, and in the background, there's some pop song being sung by a really good singer, and I was wondering if that's you, Melissa. In particular, the third episode, All Girls Want to Have Fun.
Oh yeah, I remember that cover. It wasn't me. I haven't done any of the singing for any of the songs, but that was a really pretty version of that song.
Kick the producers in the butt, because you got a great voice and you should use it.
She does have a lot of responsibilities on the show, though.
She said they sing all the time anyway.
It's true. Someone should just walk around with like an iPhone recorder, just pick it up here and there. Oh, you just happen to be singing this. It's playing on the show.
Create a compilation and let us all buy the CD.
Hey, not a bad idea.
You're hired.
Thank you. Yes, hi.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming. I really, this is awesome. I'm Jonathan from Woodbridge, Illinois, and there's so many aspects of the show that I completely enjoy. But can you tell us a little bit about the training regimen that you go through with all the stunts and flying? It's just amazing to see all of that on a network show. It just makes every episode exciting.
What is
the
training?
Training?
I
don't
know.
Unfortunately, when we started filming, we had zero time to do anything, and honestly, the nature of what we were doing was the training. But I essentially had to learn how to fight. I had never pulled a punch before. I grew up in a family of girls, and all we did was slap each other and like. So I had to learn how to fight and make it look convincing. And we both have incredible stunt doubles. My stunt double is Shauna Duggins, and she doubled Sydney Bristow and Kill Bill, and like she's unreal. And she was like a savior. And I don't know. The wire work is really tough, and it's an ongoing process learning how to finesse it.
We had a lot of fun with it though. I think, you know, if you're gonna do it, you gotta be sold out. And I mean, we got injured. I mean,
I got punched in the face.
Like straight like up 2 weeks ago. In the face. Yeah, and you know, we ended up with all sorts of injuries, but it's just because we're sold out, you know? It's like we have fun and there's just something that switches in your mind. All of a sudden it's like, you know, grr. But I mean, much more than that. But no, I think that was, you know, probably some of the best times we had was just trying to kick each other's ass.
Yeah.
But.
It makes a big difference when the actors get physical and get in there and like are, you know, excited and passionate. I mean, a huge difference because you can easily see when it's like, oh yeah, that's a stunt double. Oh, there's that. Oh, there's somebody. You know, so I mean, kudos to you guys because it makes a big, big difference. Thank you. Great question.
That's good. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Ollie from Star City. Uh, So with John Jones on the show and an episode of The White Martians, I'd like to see Miss Marsha on the show. So what are some DC characters you'd like to see on the show?
Other DC characters. I wish my son was up here. He'd give you a whole laundry list of that. Jeez. What do you guys think? Wonder Woman. I don't know if we can do that.
Superboy.
Girl, Power Girl, and Superwoman. There's so many. Yeah, there's a lot.
Batgirl.
There's some really cool ones. The end. Batman.
Squirrel
would be dope. And that would be really cool.
John Henry Steele.
And they make a very, very big point for us to say John Jones. Just shooting it out there. She literally have to go into ADR recording, and they're like, it didn't sound Jean enough. Like, I said it like a Z.
I think we have to, DC is very generous with the characters they let us have on the shows, and I trust them to bring some really amazing people, characters.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great question. Hey.
Hi, Dan from Chicago. Thank you both for being here. Real quick, Liz, I got to see a band of outsiders at the LA Film Festival last year. You were creating that. Most recently, the season of House of Cards, and Robin Wright, essentially the co-lead, she directed a bunch of episodes of this season. Like, that's something that any of you would have considered down the line, directing episodes?
I don't know how it would be humanly possible for me to, but I did. Dean Cain said that he directed episodes while he was on Lois Clark. And I was like, how can that work? I mean, you must have, I don't know how that would work. And I don't necessarily think I have the skill set to do that.
I don't, my husband keeps saying, he's like, babe, you should totally do that. Like, I am absolutely not capable. I mean, all the work that goes into that, I mean, I would love to. Maybe we can co-direct one sometime. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be so cool.
That would be cool. She's a numbers gal. I think she likes math. She can do the math stuff.
I think you guys could totally direct if you ever wanted to. I think the difference is, like with acting, you're tackling that one component, that one character, that one, you know, responsibility in the scene or whatever. With directing, you're literally like, you have to be the best multitasker in the world. And, you know, you're a mom, you can multitask.
I'm good at like a few things at a time, and then I tap out.
Yeah. I'm done.
I'm from Elgin, Illinois, and I wondered of all of the various encounters you had with the mini fans, if any moment stood out to you.
When we were shooting the crossover, we had one day where, I don't know, I'd say 20 kids came and visited throughout the day. And one girl in particular, the second she saw me, usually they're very shy at first and then kind of open up. 10 minutes or so, this girl immediately just latched herself onto me and wouldn't let go. And then we were playing like the Ms. Mary Mac. We like were doing hand slapping games together, and she could not stop. Like, she just wanted to be around the S, and that was really touching and moving. And I spent like half an hour with her, just like hanging out, being girlfriends.
It was pretty cool when my daughters came to set fully decked out in their Supergirl costumes. My husband said they would not leave the house if they were wearing it. And they got to come and see Melissa in her suit. And yeah, there's something about kids seeing the suit and totally opening up and talking about
her
Barbies. And she doesn't use bathing suits, so they just go around naked. I don't know. It was like this weird confession that my daughter is just like,
hold me aside.
Melissa, I have to tell you this one thing. And she's telling me afterwards, I'm like, that's true though. I don't know. She does. But yeah, there's something about that suit that just makes kids confess. And you know what? You should come over more often. I'm sure I'll find that out.
Thank you. Great question.
Park, Illinois, and I wanted to ask you if you guys knew each other before the Supergirl show started?
We didn't. No, we met, actually, right, just a, what was it, like a week before we started? Something like that.
And
we
only used the table read.
Yeah.
The pilot.
Yeah, that's right. And then we went to the camera test, which is the first time I saw her in her suit, which the hair on my arms stood on end. It was the coolest thing. And she just walked out. She's, you know, like, she just owned it. She just came out. And it was just, yeah, I think I did a little fangirl there. Babe, she totally wore the suit. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Lindsay. Yes?
I'm Sydney from Doseville, Illinois, and my question is, are you team, or it's for both of you, and it's, are you team Cap or Iron Man?
Let's start with you. What are you?
Captain America.
That is tough. That's kind of tough. I'm a little split. I kind of am sort of obligated to say Captain America just because I work with Chris Evans, so I'd probably get in big trouble if I didn't. But there is something about Tony Stark that he, you know, he's got the suit. Like, if Alex could be, Alex could be like an Iron Man, right? So I kind of almost think I sort of have to go that route. I think I have to say Captain America.
Oh, no!
I think Supergirl would be friends with him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes?
Hi, I'm Megan from Oak Park, Illinois, and I was wondering, what was the hardest scene to film?
Any difficult scene? Or is it the emotional scenes?
Like physically hard, or do you mean just kind of like overall?
Overall. I'd say the hardest for me all around, there were plenty that were tough emotionally and draining in that way, but all around, the end of episode 13, when Kara's kicking Non's butt, we filmed that at this remote location. It was all night. I was sick. It was muddy, and we were in the ground and physical, and it was also really emotionally draining. So the elements were against us, and I also had this scene where I played just fury towards a family member that there was a lot of weird stuff with. So that was the hardest one I've done.
I think one of the other hardest ones that we had was up on the rooftop.
Astra's death scene was really extremely hard to shoot.
It was. It was very cold outside, and it was, I don't know, like 40 mile an hour winds, and we're on a roof where you should be in those conditions. And yeah, it was until we filmed until like 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of those. There were a lot of, we call them Fratterdays. So you go in, by the time the week is, you know, kind of rolled out, because of how many hours you're there, technically you have a turnaround, so you have to come in 12 hours the next day. So by Friday, sometimes you're not going in until 3 p.m, or if it's a night shoot, you have to do it like that. So you go sundown to sun up. We had a lot of those. A lot of those. Yeah. Challenging, but fun.
How do you think both your characters' dynamics and relationship changed after Astro's death? Like that was...
There was a lot of, obviously, guilt and remorse in that, you know, and this, I think there's kind of always going to be a little bit of that residual, you know, drama, I guess, left over, where, I mean, it is, like, that she took, you know, the life of the only family member, really, that, you know, Kara had left, and so, it's kind of a big deal, you know, but family is family, and they did get past it, and I was grateful, actually. Someone mentioned that just a little while ago, saying that they were grateful that it didn't stretch out like this whole entire, yeah. It was just a few episodes where, I mean, Alex couldn't hold it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's just too much, she just loves him too much, and It was, it's a lot weighing on your shoulders.
It's huge. I was beautifully handled because it was such a intense thing, but then again, you don't want to deal with it for 9-10 episodes.
Yeah. I think that was, they did a really great job with that.
Yeah. Let's go over here.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Matthew.
Yes.
I'm from Los Angeles. My question is for both of you. How much time and preparation does it take to get into that character room? Like, for example, you mentioned falling in for the girl who has everything. For those emotionally gut-wrenching scenes, how much time and preparation is that?
We don't really get any time.
No. I wish we had more time, but it is a really nurturing set in that way, though. Like, when we do need a second, usually the directors are very
understanding. And the cast is too, because you know, it takes a lot, you know, to be able to emote like that and you're in a room full of people and you're bawling your eyes out or screaming your face off or whatever it is. So in those moments, you know, I mean, you're human. You gotta kind of be able to warm up to it a little bit, you know. And the cast is really supportive of one another. You know, there's a lot of joking around that goes on literally till the second they say action. I mean, we'll be just laughing hysterically, and then it's like all of a sudden you just do your scene, and then afterwards you're like, ah, remember that. But I think everybody's got a pretty good understanding that when you need your moment, you know, when you gotta go there, then you kind of respect that big time.
Thank you. Yes?
Hi, I'm Kara from National City. I was wondering, if you could write the plot of an episode, what would you like it to be?
So I'm thinking Alex goes Batgirl.
It's crazy. It's a crazy idea.
I think Alex and Kara should go on a European adventure.
That's a good question. I always have ideas, not necessarily. I haven't necessarily had one yet that would be an entire episode, but I always have little things that I'm like, oh man, I would love to see Carl doing that, or I'd love to see these people interacting, or I don't know. I'm gonna think about that.
Do you have any, you wanna recommend any plot points?
Maybe Alex is a girlfriend?
Oh, one never knows.
Thank you. Yes.
Hi, I'm Trish. I'm from Detroit. Actually, that was pretty much my question. I was wondering if, in a show that does a lot to explore female relationships, various dynamics, if there is going to be a lesbian character. Because that would be awesome, and you guys have a huge lesbian following. If you weren't aware.
So you guys have that going for you, so that's good.
Yeah, that one.
I think that would be incredible. I don't know. I mean,
I do too. And I know Greg Berlanti has said that he's not a poet. He wants to create worlds that are full of all walks of life and people that you would meet. He wants it to be as realistic to the way we feel as people walking around this earth every day. So he did say recently that it was something he would be opposed to, and I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we're sisters, so that'd be weird.
Jeremy Jordan has said that he thinks Wynn could be gay.
I agree.
Or a cat.
Or what?
Cat.
A cat?
Is there such a thing as pink kryptonite?
That's a good one.
Someone mentioned this to me the other day, and I was like, what is that? Is that a real thing? And they were like, yeah, it makes.
Should be exposed to pink.
And she sees that. Well, two things. It would turn into the musical episode.
It's the musical! It is written.
And we have you to thank for it.
Is that a thing though? It is.
No? I'm hearing yes.
There's mixed reviews here about the pink kryptonite. I don't know. We're going to have to look into that further. Yes.
Hello, my name is Richard. I'm from Gary, Indiana.
Love the show. Kyler, I've been a fan of yours ever since that 80s show.
And that 80s hair was so
good. You had that mohawk, I love it.
She was so, thank you.
But this is a question. I'm looking forward to the Flash crossover. But obviously, did you know that back in 85, both you and the Flash, your characters were killed off in a big crisis on Infinite Earths? And are you worried that maybe for the final episode of both your shows, you might, you know, I hope not, though.
That would be one way to end it.
I hope not, though.
No, I hope not. I hope not, too. But, that being said, though, I did get a copy of Death of Superman, and I thought it was brilliant. And I do think that's a really interesting way to handle these stories. So, I don't know, that would be one way to end both of our series.
Flash and Supergirl.
Well, again,
eventually a series ends, unfortunately, unless it's Supernatural. Eventually it ends.
I'm from New York, so I drove all the way just to see you.
Thank you.
I'm Melissa, and my question is that I love you on the Glee episode. I think you're a wonderful singer.
Thank you.
Yes, and my question is, do you always wanted a singing career or a character career?
Singing or actor? Well, acting. That was a thing, like on Glee, everyone was kind of going off and making albums, and they'd always be like, when's yours gonna be? And I was like,
also, my favorite moment on Glee is when Jake is singing to you, let me love you. And,
yeah, that was a nice moment. Day. Jacob really sang that song really well. Are you a singer too?
Yes, I am.
Very good.
I love voice. You, and I love you. You're pretty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do one more question on yourself.
All right.
Hi, my name is Sean from Oakland, California. So, love the show. I love all of DCTV, and definitely look forward to Mondays seeing you guys do your thing. So I got a quick two-part. The first one is, forget Captain America and Iron Man. Have you seen Batman v Superman yet?
I think I'm going to a screening very soon. I haven't seen it yet.
I already know what side you're on. You'll have to answer that. And my other part of the question is, what can you tease for season two?
That we have one, maybe?
We know you got one.
Yeah, we know. I mean, they would be absolutely crazy.
They would be nuts.
No, I mean, we're obviously looking very forward to that. There's a lot of cliffhangers at the end of this season.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 20 is a doozy.
It is, yes. Well, 19 and 20 kind of just carry right into one another.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about it.
Gosh, for next season.
It's got background.
What?
It's got background.
It's got background.
So, are you, okay, go back to Zach's movie for a second. Are you Batman or Superman?
I'm just DC. It don't matter.
Yeah, I like that. Well played. Well
played. I really wish we
could. Oh, actually, Wonder Woman.
She is the real deal. She is so beautiful, first of all. I was like, and she's perfect. Like, she was awesome to me. And I think she's going to steal that movie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take one more.
Yeah.
She has the whole outfit on. So
she's in it.
Win it.
Right.
One more.
Bring it.
We'll go over here, though.
Pun intended.
Thank you so much for coming, and Alyssa, thank you for the autograph. Everybody keeps talking about your real singing, but I would love to see ladies go on lip sync battle.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. That would be so much fun.
Barrett Tyler and Taraji P. Henze took time off from Empire to do an episode, so you guys two can totally make it.
Well, I'm sure you saw Jenna and Channing.
Yes.
Oh my God. My
Jenna was amazing.
She was incredible. And Channing in the Elsa outfit. My dog, I was watching it, and my daughter came up behind me. She's like, "That's the weirdest Elsa I've ever seen. She's enormous." At least can we just say any of the time? So that would be so much fun.
That would be
chocolate.
Awesome.
Which came.
Great idea. We have literally 4 minutes left. So I want to do something because I see a lot of young girls in the line out there. All the young girls come up to the mic and we'll try to get through all your questions, like if you're, you know.
That's great.
And everybody else sit down, I'm sorry, but these girls, you know, this is important. So let's start over here.
I'm Katarina Zorro from Krypton. And
yes.
I was wondering, what was your favorite episode of the film?
This is rapid fire. I would say, I would say Black Mercy was a lot of fun.
Black Mercy was really great.
Yeah.
I have 3.
Oh.
Is that against the rules? Red Tornado.
Yes.
For a Girl Who Has Everything, and Red Kryptonite.
Oh. Yeah.
Awesome, thank you. Yes.
Hi, I'm Mallory, I'm from Joliet, and if you could choose, for all of you, if you could choose any superpower, what would it be?
Superpower. First of all, you make an awesome Professor Trelawney. You look great. I think a lot of us agree on flying.
It'd be super.
Flying would be really cool. And maybe X-ray vision. That'd be kind of cool too.
Maybe time, the ability to time travel. We want to see some dinosaurs.
What would your superpower be?
Would you be invisible?
Invisible? That's a great idea. I think invisible is key. Good job. Great question.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Freya, and I'm from Chicago. My question was, do you think you're ever going to team up against Superman?
Team up against Superman? Every single one.
Pretty dire circumstances if we do. Have to be crazy.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Who knows?
Green.
Pitch it?
I don't know.
We're on pitching mode, so let's just, yeah.
I don't know.
Put it out there into the universe.
Yeah.
Good question. Thank
you. I mean, everybody fights at family picnics, so I mean, it could just be a day at the park.
Okay, we have Ray over here.
My name is Alex, and I'm from Chicago. And my question was, how long does it take to film a Supergirl episode?
Forever. Typical hour-long shows are 8 days? You know,
yeah, we do
we're doing 11.
10 or 11 days.
Yeah,
so
a lot of days. But they also have a lot of days in post-production, so for the visual effects and all that stuff, it kind of adds to a 14-day episode kind of situation. Yeah. It's a lot of work. A lot of people work very hard on our show. We're very grateful to them. Thank you. Yes?
So I'm Lily from Highland Park. My question is, you see all these sexualized female superheroes on the surface of the internet. You have to go really deep into the internet to find male sexualized superheroes. So what's your reaction to that?
Wow, that is so smart and observant. That's an incredible question.
How old are you?
12 going on 20.
You want to come work for the show?
Yeah, do you want to come write for us?
I think it's really unfair.
I do.
Yeah. But dudes are always in tights.
If that counts.
I mean, Superman wore his underwear on the outside of his clothes. That's a little much, if you ask me. And it's a good one. What a great question.
Thank you. Yes?
Hi, my name's Alexis, and I'm from Orland Park, and my question is, how long is your
What?
Ellie, you're gonna work there.
What's great about Catco is that she's kind of at the bottom of the rung right now. She's the bottom rung of the ladder. And I think that she can only work her way up from here. And her relationship with Cat is an incredible one. And I think they can really discover a lot of different things that Cat can do at Catco. I don't know if she'll be an assistant forever, but I don't think she's gonna leave Catco. She loves it too much.
But like Melissa said too about the character, it's really great that that's her life. Like that gives her a sense of reality. So her going to work every day, working on something that she's really, you know, finds important and working for Cat, I'm sure it's probably something that she would be able to do for quite a while. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we did it, guys.
Seats. And you